This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is preparing to take the stage on the third night of the Republican National Convention. An official said the vice president would offer an optimistic vision for the country in his speech, while also providing a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential and vice presidential nominees in the November 3rd election. Biden and Harris were spotlighted at their own party convention last week and warned the country against returning President Trump to Washington. Vice President Pence follows First Lady Melania Trump, who spoke from the White House Tuesday evening. The First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Protests in the U.S. state of Wisconsin erupted into gun violence overnight. Two are dead after protests over a police shooting of a black man, and at least one person is injured, according to police investigating. Social media videos viewed by Reuters show crowds chasing a man running down the street with a rifle after they believed he had shot another man. Kenosha has been rocked by protests since Sunday when police shot Jacob Blake in the back at close range. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has upgraded Hurricane Laura to a Category 4 storm as it barrels to the U.S. Gulf Coast. More than a 500,000 people along the U.S. coastal regions of the states of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate as the storm could prove to be dangerous. The hurricane is expected to make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast on Wednesday night or on Thursday morning. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Flash flooding in Afghanistan killed more than 70 people in Parwan province north of Kabul early Wednesday. Officials monitoring the situation said close to 100 are injured, and the number may rise as more cases are reported. President Ashraf Ghani said he was deeply affected by the loss of life and financial losses caused by the floods in a tweet from his office and ordered emergency supplies to be delivered to the affected areas. The gunman who pleaded guilty to shooting and killing 51 people, as well as committing 40 attempted murders and one count of terrorism in New Zealand, will be sentenced this week. Gunman Brenton Tarrant of Australia opened fire on mosques in a 2019 shooting rampage in Christchurch that he live-streamed on Facebook. Survivors and family members of the victims have addressed the 29-year-old in court this week. One of those was the father of a slain 3-year-old, Mukad Ibrahim. The youngest victim's father told Tarrant that true justice awaited him in his next life, and it would be more severe than prison. The judge can impose a life term without parole for the murders, a sentence that has never been used in New Zealand. Reuters cites the army and a local administrator saying Islamist militants killed at least 20 people during attacks on 3 villages in eastern Congo. The army and local authorities discovered the victims of the massacre on Wednesday in the villages around 30 kilometers northwest of the city of Beni. The Allied Democratic Forces are believed to be responsible for the attack. ADF is a Ugandan armed group operating in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for more than 3 decades. They've killed more than 1,000 civilians since the start of 2019, according to United Nations figures. The European Union says it has suspended its training missions in Mali after the military coup this month that removed President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita from power. The 2 missions involve training Mali's army and police as part of international efforts to stabilize Mali and extend the state's authority. An EU official said they are frozen because they were designed to support the legitimate national authorities. Two Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers have been arrested and charged in relation with anti-government protests last year that rocked the semi-autonomous city. You can read this full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.